just after 20 past six, Monday evening. It's worth always having a look at the latest tech with the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkamp. Fevzi, lovely to have you on. There's a couple of really fascinating stories, actually. We'll come to the one about social media in a moment, but technology companies defending their handling of extremist content following what's happened in London over the weekend.
Yeah, so they were already under pressure, and there were various politicians and committees sitting, asking them to explain what they were doing to remove such content from their services. So we're talking about things like YouTube and Facebook. And they've come under pressure because, obviously, this latest attack has occurred, and there's no doubt that there is material available on both of those. On YouTube, there are videos that should not be there, you know, there are messages from people on Facebook and other websites which are of dubious content, let's say. It is difficult because so much is posted every second that it was impossible for any human being or group of human beings to vet that before it appears. So in the main, traditionally, they've relied upon people complaining about a particular piece of video or whatever it is, and then they take it down. But in the case of terrorist training manuals or other materials that encourage that sort of activity, obviously that's not really good enough. So they've come under pressure. They are doing quite a bit. Facebook, I know, has invested several million dollars in trying to solve this problem already, and it seems that the solution will come, for the most part, through technology. So we've seen huge strides forward in artificial intelligence and machine learning, and it's probable that that technology will be brought to bear that will allow these machine programs to actually work out what is unsuitable material, and at the very least flag it so a human being will see it first, and probably in due course, so that the machine will make the decision itself.
Interesting. Let's have a look at this story about the US, which can ask visa applicants for social media history. Now, getting a visa to the States is not the easiest thing anyway, is it? But they now want to sort of delve into what you've stuck on Twitter and Facebook, back in your own personal history.
So if they think that you merit closer scrutiny, they will give you a questionnaire, and it will ask you for various pieces of information, including your social media usernames going back 5 years. And many people won't even be able to remember those, I suspect, going back 5 years. But still, email addresses will be requested, phone numbers, and 15 years of biographical information. They do say that it's they're asking you on a voluntary basis. You don't have to give it, but of course, I suspect there's not much chance you'll get your visa if you refuse to comply. And they're estimating that about 0.5% of visa applicants will be required to provide that information. I guess, you know, it's any country's right to ask for what they want, and it's our decision as to whether we want to visit those countries that ask for that information. So, but it does kind of remind one, I think, that everything that we do online is very public, you know, and that's including, you know, web searches and the contents of our emails and other messages. They are public, and you should not put anything online or communicate anything through the internet that you don't want to be made public.
That's going to take somebody a lot of time to actually really delve into someone's personal social media history and unearth what you're trying to unearth.
Yeah, 1 in 200 visa applicants, that's a huge number of people. So you hope that means that they'll only really ask for it if they feel they need to. But it is intrusive. I'm not aware of any other country going quite this far. It's certainly not information I'd be happy to share easily, I can assure you. So this is the world we live in, you know. But I'm reminded of when President Obama sort of counseled the young Americans to be careful what they put on their Facebook pages and Instagram and all the rest of it, because then, you know, in a few years' time, they come to go for jobs and so forth, and employers do pull up this sort of information. Although, interestingly, I think in Maryland and Illinois, they were recently, employers were banned in those states from searching prospective employees' social media history. It was deemed to be unfair. So it's interesting that some states have banned it, and yet, because foreigners that require visas have no standing under the American Constitution, I think that's probably what it comes down to,
what they like you say. Let's, before I let you go, Fevzy, you are the gadget detective. Give us a gadget of the week.
I love this gadget, I have to tell you. It's from a company called Kit Vision, and it's called the Immerse 360 Duo. Now, you may be familiar with action cams, things like GoPros that people strap to their bikes and their helmets and all that sort of thing. I mean, you can use them in other ways, but people tend to be, you know, tough and rugged when they use these things. Well, this one, the clue is in the name, the 360 Duo. It's got two lenses that sit back to back, and each of them has a 180 field of view. So you can actually, they will video and take still photos of 360 landscapes all the way around. And it, when it's shooting video, it shoots it in full high definition. And it's got built-in Wi-Fi. So you can take video, you can take stills as well. And the video, you can stream it to services like YouTube and Facebook, which now allow for this sort of content. So it's quite a creative tool, I think. I mean, it's good if you're a biker or you're at some event and you can see literally what goes on around you. Now, how do you view this content? They give you an app to download on your smartphone, either Apple smartphones or Android-based smartphones. You can download it and you can just use your finger to sort of pan and scan around as you're viewing either a still or a video. You can do it in other ways as well. I mean, they actually come with a pair of cardboard VR glasses, virtual reality glasses,
right.
and you slot your phone into it. So it's literally just a piece of cardboard that they're giving you. But you can then move around your 360 recordings, which is kind of, the first time you do it, it seems very strange. You know, it's not a perfect technology, but I've given it 4 stars out of 5 because it's innovative, and I haven't seen it. So the list price for this is £250. The cheapest I've seen it is £199 from a well-known supermarket, which you can buy online. And I've not seen anything with this sort of functionality at that price point. I mean, £199 is still a fair wadge of money, but this is quite a remarkable device, and the software that comes with it is quite good as well. So I've given it 4 stars. It's called the Immerse 360 Duo. It's from a company called Kit Vision.
Fevzy, great to talk to you. The gadget detective, Fevzy Turkulp. There you go, for a couple of £100. You can have eyes in the back of your head.
BBC Radio Oxford. Your time saver track.